The images in the following program are highly sensitive and may be as disturbing to viewers as they were to us. However, we have to show the truth about animal cruelty.
Viewers, welcome to Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants. In this episode of the Stop Animal Cruelty series, we will examine the brutal treatment and sad lives of circus animals. The program will feature excerpts from the documentary Stop Circus Suffering, filmed and produced by the nonprofit group Animal Defenders International, or ADI. The group was co-founded in 1990 by its current chief executive officer, Jan Creamer, as the Animal Welfare and Conservation Wing of the UK's National Anti-Vivisection Society, and is now an international organization. Let's now view the beginning of Stop Circus Suffering.
In the last 100 years, human understanding of the planet we live on and the animals with whom we share our world has grown enormously. We have made great strides in technology, medicine, and learning. Yet how can we consider ourselves civilized while we continue to allow the suffering and abuse of animals simply for entertainment? This video has been filmed secretly, all over the world, by Animal Defenders International, and brings you the reality of life for circus animals. A life of confinement, deprivation, and violence, which is hidden behind the illusion, the music, and sparkle of the show. This is a world that the circus has never expected you to see. We lift the curtain. Traveling from place to place, week after week, even with the best of intentions, circuses cannot provide animals with the facilities they need to be healthy and happy. Circuses set up on whatever land is available in a town or where they might attract the most visitors. No consideration is given to the needs of the animals. The temporary nature of traveling circuses means that throughout the long touring season, animals are severely confined, and this causes suffering. They are caged on the backs of lorries, they are tied in stalls, they are chained. Despite the severe limitations of space and the lack of trained staff, circuses are able to obtain whatever animals they wish. No matter how rare, no matter how specialized the care required, no matter how inappropriate it is to keep the animal in these conditions, someone, somewhere, will turn the animal into a circus attraction. For lions, tigers, and bears, home is usually a cage on the back of a truck. The average space for each animal is about 2 meters by 2.5 meters, barely larger than the animal itself, and that includes the space they have to go to the toilet. A few circuses provide exercise cages, but these are much smaller than you would think. They usually contain nothing of interest, and animals will only get an hour or two in this space anyway. The way the lions and tigers are kept shows just how little circuses understand the animals in their care. And what have we let them do to the elephant? The largest animal that walks the earth, the wild elephant, travels for up to 20 kilometers a day. Eating, bathing, enjoying the complex social interactions with its own kind, even mourning its dead. As these herds move, they transform the very landscape they live in. In the circus, they spend most of their day, and often the entire day, chained by the legs, barely able to shuffle a pace or two forwards or backwards. The lucky ones might get a pitiful enclosure like these. And these animals, too, will generally be chained at night and for much of the day. In some African countries, game wardens have given their lives attempting to protect these magnificent animals from poachers. Could there be a starker contrast in mankind's relationship with animals, our duties, and our responsibilities? Horses, ponies, camels, llamas, and similar animals are no better off. They are usually tied or kept in small stalls. If exercise pens are made, they are often part of the circus illusion. They are not used by many animals and often remain empty when there are no visitors. Before and during shows and at night, and if it is raining, the animals are closely confined in stalls or tied on short ropes. And for all the circus animals, their lives of frustration and boredom are punctuated by violence. Day to day, control of circus animals, moving them from cage to cage and moving them to the ring to perform, relies on force. Circus animals are controlled with whips, sticks, and metal bars. And goads are elephant hooks. If shouting or banging the bars of a cage does not work, intimidation of the animal can quickly escalate to a vicious beating. And sometimes the keeper will simply decide to teach the animal a lesson. But the circus is a world of illusion, where sharp spikes can be concealed on a walking stick or in tassels, and used without being seen. On a regular, often weekly basis, the circus will move on, and the animals will endure long hours traveling in transporters. This causes distress. Animals will be loaded into transporters and left there while the site is dismantled. Then after the journey, they will remain shut inside until the new site is prepared. Animal Defenders International has recorded animals left on transporters for periods of up to 25 hours, when the journey itself was just 5 hours. And just how safe can these temporary animal encampments be? To make matters worse, they may display animals in inappropriate, uncontrolled areas just to attract publicity for their show. It's not just the public who are at risk. Animals can be vulnerable to torment and abuse by circus visitors. Or they may be fed dangerous and inappropriate food. But when circuses treat animals like this, what example do they set to the visitor?
To learn more about the reality of how circus animals are treated behind the glitz and lights of the big top, please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television.
The images in the following program are highly sensitive and may be as disturbing to viewers as they were to us. However, we have to show the truth about animal cruelty.
This is Stop Animal Cruelty on Supreme Master Television. Our topic today is the inhumane treatment of circus animals. We are showing portions of Animal Defenders International's documentary, Stop Circus Suffering, produced to raise public awareness about why circuses should be prohibited from using animals for entertainment. We now continue with more excerpts from the film.
This circus was known to be involved in animal trafficking. Animal Defenders International, working with the Mozambique government, seized and relocated every animal. Circuses display and breed unnatural animals like this lion-tiger cross known as a liger, or this zebra-donkey cross known as a zebroid. Here, circuses present animals like freak shows of past centuries when humans were ignorant and did not know any better. Chimpanzees, They are our closest relatives in the animal kingdom, sharing 98% of our genetic material, using tools, maintaining family bonds and social structures, and their very survival in the wild is threatened. In the circus, they are degraded, dominated, and imprisoned. In the UK, ADI evidence secured the conviction of this chimp's owner and relocation of the chimp, Trudy, to a sanctuary. And this chimp, Toto, lived for some 20 years in isolation with a circus in Chile before he was finally rescued and reunited with his own kind in Africa. But many chimps continue to live our lives with circuses. What does this tell us about our own species? Circus animal acts do not teach respect for animals, but ignorance. Audiences are shown an undignified cartoon caricature of the animal, often presented to make the trainer look strong and brave. But these are real, suffering animals, often torn from their natural world. Can these stupid tricks really justify the suffering you have seen in this video? One of the great circus myths is that these animals are trained by kindness and reward, but training takes place in secret. This is why. Again and again, circus animals are shown that if they disobey the trainer, they will be punished. Even huge, powerful animals can be beaten into submission. For circus animals, their world is one of confinement and frustration, punctuated by violence. Even if animals are sick or injured, the show must go on and the circus keeps moving. Surgical procedures may be conducted on the road. Animal Defenders International has witnessed trainers concealing sick animals and treating the animals themselves instead of getting a vet. Pregnant animals may be forced to travel and perform right up until they give birth. This is illegal in some countries, but circuses like to have baby animals on tour because they look so appealing. They attract the crowds, and people can be charged to have their photograph taken with them. These young animals, so inquisitive and playful, will grow old in the same barren cages, and they will learn from an early age that disobedience will not be tolerated. It is a lesson that will be repeated throughout their lives. Even when the circuses are off the road, the animals generally live in the same conditions. Cages on trucks may be parked up full of animals waiting for the next season, and elephants will spend their time chained or pinned in barns waiting for the next touring season. If the circus thinks it is acceptable while touring, what else would we expect here? These animals, at their permanent quarters, did not leave this barn for months. Little wonder that many of these animals grow out of their minds. Frustrated, repetitive, stereotypic behavior takes over. These pointless movements repeated again and again, with the animal no longer aware of its surroundings or not witnessed in the wild. These disturbed, repetitive movements are a recognized sign of mental distress. We call it circus madness. Such disturbed behavior is common in many of the animals with the circus. Yet, it doesn't have to be this way. Already, governments, local authorities, and municipalities from Europe to Asia to South America have taken action to ban use of animals in circuses. So please, help us end this shocking and unnecessary cruelty. Remember, circus animals live and die in their miserable prisons, and the circus says, it is just to entertain you.
We would like to extend our gratitude to Animal Defenders International for producing this documentary, which demonstrates the truth about the lives of animals that are made to perform in circuses. Please save circus animals from lives of confinement and torment by never attending a circus that uses animals, but instead visiting human circuses such as Cirque du Soleil which are far more spectacular and entertaining and do not involve animal cruelty. We thank you for your loving presence today on Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants. Please remember, the best way to protect all life on the planet, including humans and animals, is to adopt a plant-based diet. Coming up next is enlightening entertainment after noteworthy news. May we all share our love with our animal friends.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/stop-animal-cruelty.